chapter 3, creating by the word. When you compare the account of creation in Genesis chapter 1 with that in Genesis chapter 2, you will come to the conclusion that after God has spoken creation into being, he went ahead to make and form them. After God has spoken to Abraham, he believed God and went on calling himself father of many, Abraham, and his wife, mother of princes, Sarah, even though they had no children. You can imagine the expression on the faces of his neighbors and the servants in his household. I can just imagine them saying, "The old doer are going crazy now." Imagine childless Papa Abraham saying, "He is father of many," and calling old Sarai, mother of princes. The religion has gotten to their heads. But eventually, according to the word of God and their continued declaration, they had a child, Isaac, and became the father and mother of many. When the clouds be full of rain, desire, when it has conceived, brings forth, it happens naturally without force. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 3, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Water evaporates from the earth's surface and rises up to form vapor, which condenses and finally comes back as rain. No one needs to go up into the sky to force the clouds to release the rain. When they are full, they release naturally. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 to 6 and 9, we read, "These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens," at this time God was speaking creation to being, "and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food." When God spoke the word, it came into being in the spirit as a seed. Jesus said, "The seed is the word." Luke chapter 8, verse 11. But the seed has to grow. And how does it grow? By the rains coming down on it. So after you have spoken the word to change your circumstances, after meditating by the Spirit, this word seed has to be watered in order to grow. You may say, "The rain falls when it wills," but that's not true. The rain does not just fall. The clouds have to be watered first, and you're the one to water those clouds. Yes, the Bible says, when the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. But you are responsible for watering your clouds. Isaiah 55, verse 10 to 11. "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth it not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." You water your clouds with the word of God. What kind of situation and circumstances do you want to prevail in your home? Begin to speak them into being using the word of God. The Bible says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwellings." Psalm 91, verse 10. Quit complaining and start watering your clouds. The situation may not change overnight, but the word would certainly prosper in that which it has been sent. For how long do you have to water your clouds? For as long as it takes the clouds to be full and to pour down as rain. You don't have to wait for the circumstances to look okay before you speak. In fact, it's when they're not, you should speak the more. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4 and 6. "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether it shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good." So when things look okay and when they don't, at all times, water your clouds. Some people constantly complain about their businesses, their jobs, or their children. And that's because they're ignorant of the fact that they're not only watering the wrong seeds, but they're also watering wrongly. Constant complaints will bring about negative confessions, which will eventually bring forth after their kind. You can affect the future of your growing child. You can destroy the peace and tranquility in your home and marriage through your negative words. I once read of a tradition of Jewish mothers that every day as their children grew, they will speak God's blessings upon their lives and confess His word on them. The result was that apart from causing these children to become more confident as they grew up, the words actually followed them and caused them to prosper. So start sowing the right seeds and keep watering them with your confessions, and you will surely reap the right fruits.